Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. And for all things golf, up at Hillcrest Golf Club, Michael McCloskey, the new PGA Golf Pro, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jack. I'm excited to be here.
So, I gotta ask, tell me a little bit about your background first.
Well, you know, I grew up in the business. Luckily, I had the benefit of being a second generational pro.
Oh, wow.
My father, I'm originally from Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And he managed Los Alamos Golf Course for 40 years.
Wow.
So I can say I've had the dream of being a PGA pro since I was born.
It's in your blood.
It is. And I've been very lucky to be around some amazing people in the industry.
Yeah.
And got the chance to go through the program at New Mexico State. Down in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Yep.
Spent the last 11 years in Lake Tahoe,
which
I got to move from one paradise to another.
Wow, lucky us.
But was the previous director of golf at a 36-hole facility there. And now I have the great benefit of being the general manager and director of golf for Hillcrest here in Durango, Colorado.
So well, welcome to Durango, first off.
Thank you.
And you've been in this capacity now how many weeks, months?
I came here in January.
Okay.
So certainly came through
the snow.
The nice weather of winter.
Yeah.
Not unfamiliar with that coming from Tahoe.
Sure.
But yeah. I said I brought the weather with me.
Well, you did. It's funny you say it because about 2 or 3 years ago, one of the worst snowstorms that they had, my stepson has a cabin there. They did when they were helicopter pilots in the Coast Guard. We went and visited during one of the worst snowstorms that they had in 100 years. So I can attest to that. But seriously, though, welcome to Durango.
Thank you.
And your youth and energy and all your experience, I'm sure, is going to bring new, fun, exciting things to Hillcrest.
Most definitely. Durango is a place where I visited a lot as a kid. And had a lot of friends go to the fort. And it was always a place I thought to myself, I could see myself and my family living here. So to me, this is kind of like the Durango dream, which I've heard a lot of people here have that.
And I did it too. Yeah.
To live it is certainly special for me and my family, and certainly looking forward to seeing what we can do to grow the future of Hillcrest Golf Club and grow the future of the golf community here in Durango.
Well, and I said this before we went on air because my bad back, shoulder, my whole right side's all messed up. I'm not a golfer. I love when I haven't golfed for probably 8 years. Love when I get out there. But as a non-golfer, what are some of the things that you could tell me or others listening that are, I'm going to be 55 this month, and I look and go, wow, you know, it's time to start doing some new fun things. What could you do to get me up there?
Well, it's a great question, Jack, because golf really has three challenges going for it in our business. One, it's time consuming, and time is really our greatest commodity.
Right.
Or time and water, I guess.
Yeah.
Two, it's expensive. In generality, it can be expensive from equipment to green fees.
Sure.
And then three, it is a challenging sport. So we as a business have to figure out how we get around those challenges to overcome to get people introduced into the game. Luckily here at Hillcrest, being the community's golf course, being public, we really provide a very affordable option to play golf. So we really try and make it affordable for everybody's pocketbook, whether you play in the morning or afternoon.
Sure.
We have an array of pricing. Depending on if you play in the morning, shoulder season, we have twilight rates starting after 3.
Okay.
Up to 18 holes for 9 holes of golf. So certainly we try and make it affordable for our golfing community.
And let's say if I don't have clubs, can I beg, borrow, steal?
Most definitely.
Rent?
Yes, we have a number of different options you can choose from. You
can
rent clubs, right-handed, left-handed, different styles of sets, men's, women's. Stiff, regular, whatever you desire to have.
Okay.
But leading into getting the chance to come and play, we actually offer a number of programs to introduce you to the game.
Oh.
And that's really the big scope of what we look forward to do as a public facility.
Sure.
Is we have a great community of golfers, but we have to continue growing our business and growing the awareness of golf. And so we offer a lot of instructional programs, again, at a very comparable and fair price for people to learn the sport like yourself.
And there's even hope for someone like me?
And
you just met me, so you already are saying, I don't know, Jack.
Until I see your swing, otherwise, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, my only swing is if I'm sitting on the thing hanging from a thing at the playground. That's my swing. But let me ask you this. So you mentioned the different levels. I mean, And first off, thank you, too, for allowing the Durango Chamber to continue Girls Gone Golfing. The history behind that, when I first took this job, Rita came up to me and said, I've got this idea for an event, and it's how to introduce ladies into the world of golf. And she's an avid golfer. And then they all started growing these little pots of grass, and that sounds so funny in this day and age, all over the office, and that were their centerpieces. And she has taken this thing. I mean, it sold out in a week.
Yes.
I mean, and amazing. So thank you for letting us host. So the same thing at Hillcrest, you can come up. If you've never swung a club before, take a lesson, take a clinic, and move on up through the ranks, so to speak.
Yes. And that is the best way to go about learning golf. Because again, golf is a challenging sport. I think golf in general has a connotation of being a very private sport, which really is just the general connotation of the sport itself, even though we're a public facility.
Sure.
We try and get away from that connotation by providing some of these events like Girls Gone Golfing. And yes, we're looking forward to that on Friday, the last Friday of May.
Yep.
It actually aligns very well with National Women's Golf Day is on June 4th. It's the first Tuesday of every June.
Really?
So it plays in line with that kind of focus. And we certainly are excited to provide an option for beginners, novices, and advanced women to come and participate in the sport.
Yeah.
But we also have functions for all people to participate in clinics. And these are beginner clinics. You can have, we have advanced clinics, and we're doing some currently. Every Saturday from last Saturday to the second Saturday in May, we try and topic these clinics based upon putting fundamentals, chipping and pitching, long swing. And then after that point, throughout the entire summer, we'll have weekly clinics for people to come and participate. And anybody, as far as beginners, advanced, or novice golfers, are welcome to come participate in those.
Wonderful. And is all this information on the website?
Most definitely. Okay. Golfhillcrest.com.
Golfhillcrest.com.
There's going to be a lot of information on there as it relates to lesson programming, pricing for golf, obviously rental options. And then also any of our programs that relate to junior programming.
Which is what I, that was my next question with the junior program, because that I have heard is just phenomenal. People that have kids, well, you're walking in the studio and Jill Carruthers was walking out and she was like, oh, kids love this. And I've always heard such wonderful things because like you said, you want to introduce it so it's not intimidating to kids at a young age.
Yes. And Hillcrest has such a tradition of growing kids into the sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a number of kids that have played junior golf here that go on to playing for Fort Lewis or going on to playing for much larger schools as well. And that's a dedication to the history of Hillcrest providing an offer for kids. And so certainly we want to carry that tradition forward.
Right.
We'll have junior camps throughout the summer. We'll have three of them, one in June, one in July, and one in August, obviously when the kids are out of school.
Yep.
Those are four-day programs, and that's really a good introduction for kids to learn. We also invite of any ability to come and learn. It's a group environment. So obviously they get the chance to be with some of our assistant and teaching professionals to learn the various different sides of the sport. And then we make the last day of each program a competitive day, kind of around the notions of drive, chip, and putt, which is a very big thing. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen that on the Monday at Augusta National. They allow the kids out on the Masters to hit drive, chips,
and
putts.
So fun.
So this is our option to kind of have our own drive, chip, and putt here.
It's kind of like the punt, pass, kick competition, but the same thing for golf.
Exactly right.
How cool.
Yeah.
And then how many kids participate roughly? I know you may not have that answer. You just started there, but roughly, do you know?
Sure. So in our camps, we really try and have a 5-to-1 ratio with our instructors.
Nice.
Obviously, to make sure that the kids learn a lot about the sport.
Right.
It's not necessarily just a day camp.
Sure.
We want them to learn a little bit about golf, not only just the sport, but the etiquette, the honor, the trustworthy nature of the sport builds character with kids. And so we certainly try and spend some time around those. And with that 1-to-5 ratio, it ends up being better. So to go to your question, each camp is right around 25 to 40 kids, depending on how many registrations we get. And obviously, we're open to doing other instructional programs with kids if we're starting to sell those out early.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you mentioned the etiquette, because I had an old boss way back when. This was like right after I graduated from college. And he came in, and I worked in radio, and he said, anybody ever golf? And I was like, I've gone once. And he goes, you can play in the amateur, Navajo Trail amateur. You know, it's a thing before, it's not formal. I was paired up with these other three gentlemen that had played so many times. First time I swung, I was nervous as ever. It went way off, you know, the green, and I'm just looking at them, and they're like, wow. And I remember one time, literally, I was so fresh, I picked up the ball, and I threw it down the green. I go, can you do that? And they said, no. And I said, well, then don't count it. It was the worst experience of my life, so I should have taken some classes. I remember one time a friend of mine said, yeah, when someone's do not walk across in front of where the ball lies to the sure. when they're putting. That's bad etiquette. And I was like, good to know.
Yes. And it is. You know, golf's etiquette over the years, because mm-hmm. golf is a very traditional sport.
Yeah.
Can sometimes be stuffy, mm-hmm. you know, and take people away from the sport. So I think golf in general, and particularly here at Hillcrest as well, yeah. because it's a very welcoming environment.
Sure.
Etiquette can be stretched a little bit, you know, like, for example, at Hillcrest, our dress code is not as strict as what you might find at other golf courses.
Okay.
You know, you
I mean, it is Durango. We're voted the worst dressed town in America.
Well, as I'm walking in, I wore a button up to work one day, and someone said, you are the most dressed up person in Durango. You might not want to wear that.
Oh, that's fun. It's the shoes.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Golfers got to look the part, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, somewhat of that etiquette is that's what makes Hillcrest great, is it makes it yeah. welcome to play golf for everybody. You know,
right.
we are Durango's premier public facility and yep. open for everyone to come and play. And so we have to be available for everybody.
Right.
So you can come out and play in your jeans. You know,
okay.
you can come out and be comfortable on the golf course.
And one other thing, too, you cannot find a better view. That is one of the things when I worked at Fort Lewis College, and, you know, people come to the stadium to play the football game or the soccer game, and, you know, watch people walk up and just stand there in awe, which is exactly what you offer at Hillcrest.
It is. And realistically, right now, and I'm new, but I can't imagine any better time where the view has been so good, because the grass snow-capped, is so
yeah.
green. Ken Kirby, Will Hers, they're our maintenance department,
yep.
Eric Dunn, they have done such a great job getting out of the winter. The golf course is in phenomenal shape,
mm-hmm.
but then you look up at the mountains and there's snow-capped mountains all
right.
the way around. I mean, the views at Hillcrest right now make me feel very excited to be here.
Oh, well, and again, welcome. And what
Thank
is
you.
the website one more time?
Yeah, www.golfhillcrest.com.
Okay.
We also are on every social media platform as well. Try and keep up to date with our advertising and marketing and specials. So certainly keep in line with all of our media credentials online to see
right.
if that fits your schedule of events.
And you're open for all, I want to point this out again, you're
yes.
open to all levels of golfers, offering a complete beginner clinic for some guy like me who's 55 and
Absolutely.
Says, all right, I'm going to suck it up and get out there. And then all the way down to the junior program.
Absolutely. And all the way to the players. You know,
yeah.
you mentioned our Navajo Trail Open, which is really a staple in golf tournaments in the state of Colorado. I think
mm-hmm.
it's the third oldest tournament
wow.
in the state of Colorado. So an additional thing that we are able to offer in tradition is that I'm finding Hillcrest just has so many great things going for it already in the tradition. This is our 50th year
wow.
of operation,
nice.
Which is quite special for a golf course to be in operation for that
right.
long. So I'm excited to be a part of the golfing community here and excited to see what else we can do moving forward.
Well, and your new enthusiasm, I'm sure there's a lot of new things that we'll see, as well as the traditional and everything that you're bringing to Hillcrest. And again, I welcome you on behalf of the Chamber and the community to Durango. And I might actually show up. I usually don't go to Girls Gone Golfing. But this year, I may have to show up and just sit at a hole and encourage the ladies to do great.
Nothing wrong with that. I know the glitzy glam
yes,
theme will be exciting to see how everyone dresses up this year.
Could be covered in glitter, you know. And it's usually the one day I stay at the office and say, okay, you guys go up. But some of the staff are like, oh, you should come up. Yeah, you know, come on up. I'm like, oh, we'll see. There may be too much estrogen. I don't know. Anyway, I got to watch
gonna
what I
We're going to have some
say.
Fun with that event.
It always always is, and you will, you'll be inducted into Durango. Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to come in.
Thank you, Jack. It's a great opportunity to be involved and get involved and meet other people in the community. So welcome to do it anytime that you want to have me here.
I'll get you back.
Thank you.
Rita's my boss. She'll tell me when. We have to send back to the studios. Again, you're listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.